Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdrastuytse. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
So welcome, everybody, to this day, July 15th. Let's see, I'm in 5, 6, 12, 4, and it's a 10 today. So I like numbers every day because the whole universal language is numbers. Where would we be without cell phone numbers? Couldn't contact your friends or anybody. We'd have to do mental telepathy, which isn't bad at all. But numbers are the universal language today, this July 15th of 2022. 2022 is like going like warp speed. Here we are almost the end of July. Summer is moving fast. It is hot as heck in Florida. And even in my tiny house, I call it a sweat lodge now because I don't have a air conditioner. But it's okay because they're in the past. My body was just somehow very dry and hard to sweat. Now I sweat real easily in my tiny house with just a ceiling fan going and no air conditioning. I'm usually very uncomfortable in air conditioning anyway because my skin is just not that thick and air conditioning just seems to go right to my bones. So let us start with a beautiful quote that someone sent me this morning. I just thought this was so perfect for beginning this number 10 day because number 10 is also a 1. If you reduce the digits, it's always one digit. So 10 is a 1. 1 plus 0 is 1. So a friend sent me this quote about the capacity to be alone is the capacity to love. Let me repeat that. The capacity to be alone, just me, no one else around, is the capacity to love. And this person was referencing my pooping title today. The title of our show today is What's Normal Poop, part of the title. We got lots to cover today. But I wanted to just read this to start us out thinking about meditating and having the peace and joy to be alone. So it says, it may look paradoxical to you, but it is not. It is an existential truth. Only those people who are capable of being alone are capable of love, of sharing, of going into the deepest core of the other person. Without possessing the other, without becoming dependent on the other, without reducing the other to a thing, and without becoming addicted to the other. They allow the other absolute freedom because they know that if the other leaves, they will be as happy as they are now. Their happiness cannot be taken by the other because it is not given by the other. So that's a thought as we go through our rolling, as we go through the show. The capacity to be alone is the capacity to love. And I really do have people in my life who seem to have a hard time or struggle with pausing and being by themselves. They seem to always have to be on the phone talking to someone or always associating with someone or always trying to help someone. And they seem to be struggling with the savior position. I think all of us are playing a role in this society. And some people are thinking they're saviors. They have to save everybody. So they don't have time to be alone because they're busy saving people. And I just send lots of light and love to all those people because you're going to stress yourself out eventually. I've been there, done that. And that's why I don't have a J-O-B anymore, because I have to love me first. I'm flying. This is my season to fly. I'm at my age. I'm 67. I'm a certified holistic life coach. I am available to help others, but I'm not going to be looking to be their savior. There are so many people I've talked to just this week alone who are struggling with their health and disease, and I have given them my website, which is www.yourholisticlifecoach, and I present to them some choices on my website. Nothing that says you have to do this, you have to do that, but choices to get your body back into alignment and back into strength and vitality and health. And part of that that journey to be in health is to be by yourself, to be alone. So if you're struggling, and being alone doesn't mean just staring at the wall or looking at Netflix movies all day. Part of being alone means breathing in and worshiping the kingdom within you. The kingdom within is a masterful computer. This is a biological computer, masterful communication system that we have in this body. This is truth that most people don't know or don't want to recognize. But you cannot argue with the truth of your body. If people want to debate you about all kinds of political things and events in the world, but this body's function and how it operates cannot be really debated once you really understand how it works. So this is the area we can worship every day, is in the temple, the body kingdom. And I want to just start out our before we do our joint rolling with some breathing. Because that is the worship of the kingdom in the kingdom. And this is the church here, the chapel. We don't need to go into a building so much as we need to go inside, close our eyes, and meditate inside. So let's do a couple of deep breaths before we do our joint rolling. Breathing in, let's just do a four square. Breathing in to the count of four, holding it to the count of four at the top. Breathing out to the count of four and holding it to four again. So breathing in, hold it, breathe out and hold it. Relax the shoulders, breathe in, hold it, breathe out, hold it, breathe in again, hold it. Breathe out, Hold it. And one more time, breathing in deep. Let's make it a deep breathing in. Hold it. Breathe out. And hold it. And let's just see how that feels for you. If you're not doing that every day, then you're missing out on the beauty of being alone with yourself. And the more you spend time just being alone with yourself, breathing in, the more you understand why you do the things you do, why you make certain choices, and you're able to just let go of certain negative emotions. So we're here starting off health and well-being. Let's do some joint rolling together to the sounds of blackness. The sounds of blackness, time for healing. This song is so appropriate. Year after year, I've used this song as my intro and my joint rolling because it just the words, listen to the words. As you roll those joints, come on, let's get rolling those joints. Listen to the words and let us process the words, integrate the words, and be the healing that's needed today. So we're going to start out with our neck rolling. That's the way most, I'm learning, that's the way most professional athletes or meditators start out. My breatharian friend, Tom Elamim, always starts out with a neck roll to loosen up the muscles in the neck, the part that's holding up this heavy head here. So let's do that first, and then we'll start the music and get on our backs. And kick those legs and arms up and get the synovial fluid in the joints moving. So let's get our chin to chest and just roll very gently all in the right. Let's move to the right first, rolling the neck around, leaning over and back the neck, just the neck. Reduce or relax the shoulders. And just roll that neck around slowly, slowly, stretching all those beautiful muscles in the neck area. And they do get really tight when you're sleeping for a long period of time. Now, I didn't sleep long last night. I had to get up at 5 o'clock this morning and take my son and his girlfriend to the airport. They're going on a little adventure trip. But 5 o'clock in the morning, I went to bed after midnight. So I'm working on 4 hours sleep or less. I don't even know what time I went to sleep. All right, let's reverse that and roll that neck around the other direction. Get it rolling, rolling, rolling. Oh, it's feeling much better. You can feel the energy flowing. The more you roll this neck around, it just releases blockages, unblocks and helps with inflammation just to get that fluid going. Ooh, that feels so good. I could just sit here and do this for a while, but I know we got to get moving here, some joint rolling. So let's pause that neck roll, put on some music, and we're gonna roll our shoulders back. As we start the music, we're going to just do some shoulder rolls back and front. And then we'll get on our backs and kick up our legs, do our ankles and wrists, our knees, and then get those hip joints lubricated. And we'll come back up and do some massage on our vagus nerve. And let's just get rolling. Time for healing. Thank you.
against their sisters and brothers, yeah.
rub all over your neck, past the chest, roll that rub all over your arms. Rub those boobies, get those boobies, loving those boobies. Don't need any bras. Just rub those, give those boobies some love and they'll support themselves. Pat down the legs, the back. Give the back some love back there. Turn around. Give that those glutes some love. Pat those kidneys. Love on those kidneys. Thank you, kidneys. Thank you, kidneys. Love on those thighs. And then let's just one more time rub the hands together and give your vagus nerve some love. Squeeze and release. Squeeze and release the bottom of the brainstem where the vagus nerve starts its action in the body. Squeezing and releasing all over the round the shoulders. And let's give thanks. If you've done that joint rolling and loving on your body, you should feel a little better. Take inventory right now. Close your eyes. Breathe in and see how that feels after you've given all that. That's giving a lot of love to your body. Moving the joints and squeezing and releasing and patting down and then loving on your vagus nerve and then massaging your face and your head. Love, love. That's how we love the body here at Health and Wellbeing with Beata every morning, every Friday morning. So hope you're feeling better and ready to go on a journey to know about your poop. What's normal about your poop? Or not? Are you going every day? Are you pooping every day? This is an important topic. And one of the reasons I'm talking about it, because someone called me or contacted me this week and asked for help with a friend or relative who has rectal cancer. And part of the reason, and we're going to get into the spiritual part of that, but part of the reason people develop rectal cancer because they're not pooping regularly. That's only one part of it, though. Don't make no mistake about it. There's more to rectal cancer than just getting the poop out physically. We got to get the mental poop out. So let me go up into my studio now and get my dad in this picture. My dad is behind me. That's my dad back there. Sherman J. Howard, that's his book cover. If you'd like to read about his story, that's his book cover. It's available at shermanjhoward.com. He and I wrote that book, 2008, I think. Whenever the movie about football players came out, Concussion, the movie with Will Smith came out, that's when my book was published. So my dad tells about his early journey in football in the book and how he left the professional football and became a teacher and influenced thousands of Pete's students during that time. So that's why we wrote the book. But anyway, today we're talking about the dangers of certain dental practices and asking the question, is your poop normal? How many of you out there actually check your poop when it's in the toilet, or do you just turn away and not want to smell or look at it? Not a good practice if you want to take charge of your health. If you want to be in the doctor's office frequently, don't check your poop. Just trust your doctor, okay? There's some stuff going on right now that we're going to get into, and if we have time, the news items are crazy again. The deaths are continuing, and a lot of people who are dying these days have had all the shots, you know, in the arm and the boosters. I actually talked to a woman, sent me a Facebook message how she ended up in the emergency room. She's had both. She's had the injection and the booster, so she's had, I think, three shots. She ended up in the emergency room with, quote, the Omicron variant. And then she said they had to use like two or three drugs to, quote, save her life. And then she said the most amazing thing. She said, oh, I'm planning to get the next booster in August. And I went, rewind. What did she just say? And so that kind of not, when that information comes to me from the voice of a friend or someone in my distant past, I'm like, okay, I need to put some more knowledge out there about what's really going on with these injections, because people are just making these strange decisions. But I'm okay with that. I'm at a place right now where I'm not fretting or worrying about people's decisions anymore, not even my family. I'm like, I have two adult sons. Whatever decisions they make about life, I'm like trying to just stay in positive response mode, not reaction, but, that's very interesting. Okay, and how'd you come to that decision? Okay, let's see how that works out. So I'm here kind of trigger your wisdom, if there's any in there, and trigger your heart to think about your precious body and how best to take care of it. So let's see. We've got a little time before the break that we have to take, and I'm just thinking, which do we want to start with in terms of education, knowledge, wisdom, and all that? Oh, somebody just said their friend has taken 7 COVID shots. That's what's going on today. So let me look at Louise Hay. I want to just say, when someone has rectal cancer, not only is it about their pooping habits, which could be interfered from all kinds of emotional constrictions and reasons. So I want to just bring in Louise Hay about constipation. If you have constipation, for instance, not only could it be what you're eating physically, but what are you eating emotionally and in your mind? So here's just a thought to consider what Louise Hay says from her book, Heal Your Body, which is like my Bible. For a life coach, health coach, this is the book. Because it's a book, The Mental Causes for Physical Illness and the Metaphysical Way to Overcome Them, which means the spiritual way or the invisible way, the emotional way to overcome them. So constipation, I'm going to leave you with this before we go to the break. And then we'll come back and talk about what's a normal bowel movement. What's a normal poop? Some people think going every 3 days is normal. Please. Oh, my goodness. That's why we're here. And somebody, actually, I heard the other day, somebody hadn't gone in 5 days. That person, how about enemas? We're going to talk about enemas, colonics, salt rinses, so many ways to get that stuff moving. There's no excuse for going 4 or 5 days. After one day, you'll find out a normal movement should be at least once a day. If you're not going every day, it's time to take some action in the way of supplements or salt rinses or enemas. I'm real knowledgeable about enemas. I did those for years. And many other ways. Herbs, there's so many herbs. There's so many. We could talk about this forever. But I want to leave you with, as we go to the break, constipation is more than just, as I said, a physical challenge or condition. Louise Hay says constipation has to do with refusing to release old ideas stuck in the past. Sometimes stinginess. What? Stinginess? Yes. Let me read that one more time. The probable cause of constipation, according to Louise Hay's Heal Your Body book, which is more of a metaphysical, spiritual reason, refusing to release old ideas, stuck in the past, sometimes even being stingy, which means you're holding on to your stuff and you're not freely helping and giving to others. That's what causes constipation. And you're stuck to refusing to release your old, let me say the word, shit. People who hold on to old shit, old problems, old conflicts, old anything in the past, they're probably suffering from constipation, and they're stuck in the past because all that stuff is not moving. And this just goes to show us that any physical condition usually has a non-physical root to it or an invisible root to it. So when we come back, we want to look at some of the physical problems of bowel movements, what you can do, what you should be looking for. Yep, we're going to go there. We're going to go, what should you be looking for when you take that dump in the toilet? Because if you're not doing that, the emergency room or the hospital has your name on it. So here we go. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Big difference.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, host John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection.
Mondays at 5 p.m. and Tuesdays at 12 noon on cable TV, Channel 19 in Chicago. And other cities, check your local cable listings.
Taxes are higher than ever. Every day, thousands of our residents leave Chicago to shop in Indiana. Jobs are being lost and businesses are relocating. Let's find a way to lower our taxes to encourage residents to continue living and shopping in our city. Let's rebuild. Let's restore Chicago. Vote for me, for mayor of the city of Chicago, and I will work hard to find solutions that matter. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down to earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self, cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Hosts are here to help you achieve a breakthrough, not just in your health physically, but mentally, emotionally, spiritual. We got every host is ready and willing and trained and experienced to help you achieve your maximum health these days. It just blows my mind the stories I've heard this week about the choices that people are making these days. as I said, if you just joined me, I had someone mention on Facebook Messenger they were in the emergency room after they have had the shot in the arm and a booster, and they were in the emergency room, and they had, because of the quote Omicron variant, and they had to have several drugs to save their life. And then they're going to plan to take the next booster in August, I think, whatever. And are you planning to take the next booster and the next and the next? There's probably a long line of boosters ready for all of you who are in that mind state, that you need a booster to help you avoid a virus that is smaller than a mosquito. And we've been wearing masks to help keep the mosquito out, which is kind of like we're putting up a picket fence to keep mosquitoes out. That's what the mask has been doing. And so we're now in such a great place. We've learned a lot of lessons through this twilight zone we were in the last 3 years. And anybody who tells me that they're ready to take a booster, I don't know what to say. I just, you know what I say? I go to Friday Morning Health and Wellbeing and I start giving more information to help those of you who maybe haven't gone that far to make better decisions. So we're going to talk about your poop today, because I also had a report about someone with rectal cancer. I had a client with rectal cancer years ago, and I discovered the root cause of her cancer was her relationship with her husband. It usually has to do, I'm finding just about every disease has to do with the relationships with the spouse, the partner, the children, the relationship with other people, that people hold on to the poop too long when the relationships go south, or if the relationships are too controlling, or if the relationships are not in harmony and they are not healthy. Anybody in a toxic relationship, if you're still holding on to the conflict, the resentment, the bitterness, the anger, in fact, if you're still getting angry, reacting angrily to the people in your life, the relationships you're having, you could very easily develop cancer in your rectum because you're not getting rid of the poop. So that's why we want to at least talk about it on two levels. On what's a normal bowel movement? And we'll talk on that level first. And then we're going to go to the spiritual aspect of it, because there's always, always, in my experience, another level to everything we go through. Everything we go through, there's always another level. So let's listen to Dr. Alan Christensen talk about a normal bowel movement and what causes constipation.
So this is the bathroom talk. There's a lot of thought and questions about bowel movements, you know, and just constipation, strain with movements, hemorrhoids, discomfort, what's regular, what's normal. So let's get out and make sense of it. First off, frequency is a question of, you know, how often should you poop? Well, there's a couple ways to think. There's bowel frequency, which is just how often something comes out, and there's transit, and that's how long it takes something to go through. And the same. So imagine like this, you could have, you know, maybe you had some peanuts and they digest all the way, the rinse that you can see afterwards. They may take longer than a day to go through your system, even if you poop every day. So that's your bowel transit time. And more important than how often you have a bowel movement is how long it takes food to go through your body. And ideally, you want that to be about 18 to 24 hours. If you're having something in the evening, probably wouldn't see it the next morning. That's too fast. And also, you want to be seeing it a couple days later. That means it's hanging around for too long. So if it goes through too fast, that means you won't get all the essential nutrients that your body needs. You may be malabsorbing some of them. But on the other hand, if things take way too long and they hang around your body, that means you're reabsorbing wastes. That means you're forming harmful toxins that can weaken your immune system and make your body not detoxify as well. And that also really hurts your brain chemicals. It can be a big factor for mood symptoms. in 24 hours. There's also data saying that that lowers your colorectal cancer risk. So how do you know your bowel transit time? You know, some even have beets, which work really well, or charcoal capsules. Beets give, of course, more of a reddish color to the stool. Charcoal capsules make them pretty black. And charcoal capsule typically takes 4 to do this experiment. But, and then wait, watch and see. It would ideally be showing up the following morning, not the following morning, but the day afterwards in that morning. That's a really good bowel transit time. Let me redo that. You'll have the 4 capsules of charcoal, and you'll watch and see when they show up in your toilet. And ideally, it would be not the next morning, but the morning afterwards. So you have them with dinner, and the morning after, quicker that your bowel transit, it means there's delayed bowel transit and you want to take more studious work to improve your digestive health. So that's how often questions a lot about what should your stool look like. You know, should they be soft serve? Should they be like little bananas? Should they be like little pebbles? And probably the banana consistency is closest to what's healthy. Unformed, you know, obviously watery diarrhea is not healthy. The soft serve-like consistency, those are varying degrees also of just malabsorption. So things are not, you're not extracting all of the water, all the key things left inside it. On the extreme end, the little rabbit droppings, that means that you're probably just underhydrated and you're pulling too much out. And the drawback, you want to get rid of, it pushes to your liver, to your small intestine, and then to your colon. And ideally, the waste would leave, but some reabsorb. So somewhere about the banana is best. I call it earth, but I've heard about loading. Honestly, I've not heard any compelling reasons why there's a strong distinction between the two. That's really about the density of your stool compared to the density of water. And fiber has no big effect on that, nor bowel transit time. So that one you can go either way and do fine. But you want it to be formed more so banana-like system. What if it is really hard to have bowel movements? What if you are constipated? Well, many things can affect that. One of the good ones is just your hydration. I mentioned how the colon gets water back in. When the stool, before it reaches your colon, it's pretty much chocolate milk. I mean, no exaggeration, it's that liquidy. So by the time it leaves your colon, it's getting formed. So if you don't have a lot of water, what happens is you're going to pull all the liquid out, and it's going to just get gummed up, and it won't come out very well. So hydration is often the biggest factor. 4 quarts per day. And if you're missing that, just sit and see if it doesn't become more automatic. You probably feel thirstier by drinking more. Other factors consider, of course, are the health of your bowel flora. Antibiotics then can hurt them. And certainly have fermented foods added to the diet. They're my favorites. Probiotics can be useful. They're more targeted, in all honesty. I think more about exact particular strains. So before doing them, culturing and knowing which need. I love magnesium as a safe way to help restore regularity if you are constipated. It's a safe thing that carries more water into your colon to create constipation, which is different than being laxative. So it's a safe way to go. Now, another thing we get a lot is, along with constipation, sometimes people have hemorrhoids, they have fissures, they have discomfort, and just instead of sitting on something like a foot and then this, that's not how your body's built. You know, our bodies are really adapted to be squatting, to be a squat, to have a movement, to really come down and have the contents of your abdomen push out the contents of your rectum. That's how our anatomy is set. So many parts of the world that don't use toilets but still have holes in the floor, there's like little cases of hemorrhoids and no big problem. Just that setup. You know, an easy solution, there have been devices for some time that have not really had much recognition that are made to help your feet stay higher. There's one now that's called Squawk Pod. It's easy to find, but there's other versions of it. And this is what they do. So they allow you to have your feet higher. And what you want to do is just lean forward on the toilet. So rather than sit with your feet dangling, just have them up, body weight forward. And what happens is you use your anatomy. When the legs are up, your pelvis opens. And that allows things to empty so much more easily. You're less apt to be constipated. You won't have recurrent hemorrhoids. And you won't have strain associated with normal bowel movements. Another good trick along these lines, you know, the magazine racks in the bathroom to keep all your reading. Get rid of it. It's just bad. I've been guilty of that. If you really think about it, to lounge and indulge, read and relax, you're going to stray too long. You're going to end up straining your rectal tissue. And it's a big part of the same thing about the hemorrhoids, the constipation, the weakened bowels. So no reading, no writing, no video games, no phone time. Just get in there and do your business and get out. One last trick along these same lines. We use dry toilet paper to clean ourselves, to clean our rectum. And it's delicate tissue. It's mucous membranes. And you just scrub it with like sandpaper, basically. I mean, how logical is that? And even think about how well would that clean? You know, if you've got a pot in your kitchen and you want to get cleaned up, you don't take a dry paper towel. You know, you use water. You use moist things to clean things. And delicate parts of your body, you've got to be more gentle with. I love using just hypoallergenic wet wipes. And I've had so many people to where they've had recurrent hemorrhoids, they've had fissures, they've had rectal problems, and just ditching the toilet paper and using non-allergenic wet wipes is so much more humane. And also can do a good job cutting the risk for recurrent bladder infections. You know, many women that have bladder infections, toilet paper doesn't clean that well. And tiny amounts of E. coli from the stool can work their way into the urethra. That's how most bladder infections start. So just really thorough cleaning with something moist and something non-irritant, huge game changer. So you should try. Squatty potties work great. You know, I've also used step stools before. When you're traveling, in a lot of cases, this might be funny, but you can often take those little square, hard trash cans in the hotel bathrooms, and you can lay those sideways. And I've done that at a pinch. They work just fine. So some way to elevate the feet, get in, get out, hydrate, and your bathroom time will go a whole lot better.
Right. I sure hope that was helpful to some of you, at least give you some thoughts about eliminating problems in that area. And one of the things he said, magnesium is really good for relieving constipation. And many times we're deficient in magnesium. What does that mean? You're not eating enough dark green leafy vegetables, for one. And if I were you, I would Google what are foods that are rich in magnesium. One of them is dark green leafy vegetables, especially if they're grown holistically, organically, and they have all the mineral nutrients that we need. Not all of our food today is rich in minerals because the soil is depleted. So guess what? We back to Louise Hay's suggestion that we affirm as I release the past, because remember, constipation is holding on to too much shit. I'm just going to say the word. In your life, in your past, you're carrying all that stuff, and it's clogging up your alimentary canal, your tubes, and you're stuck in the past. So here's the affirmation on the spiritual metaphysical level is, as I release the past, the new and fresh and vital enter. Woo! Don't you just feel that moving as you say that? Let's say it again. Here's an affirmation to help you relieve constipation, that poop moving. As I release the past, the new and fresh and vital, and I allow life to flow through me. I allow life to flow through me. One of the things I do when there's pain, either my body, and I'm teaching my grandchildren this, is to use a Tai Chi strong hand movement. And part of it is, as you see here on the Facebook, this is the hand posture, is releasing blockages. releasing blockages. You use the motion with your fingers over and over, releasing blockages. The two pointer fingers up and the thumb is holding down. Releasing blockages. Because pain or inflammation has a lot to do with blockages. Something is blocking the flow of poop, the flow of blood, the flow of thoughts, the flow of life. And so when Louise Hay suggests you affirm, I allow life to flow through me, it just relaxes the body and helps the body get rid of all the food we're eating. That's another issue with constipation and bowel problems, eating too much food. I have found I'm eating like one meal a day and I actually gain weight. I don't know what's going on with my body. I'm just being nourished more by nature. And we've got all these beautiful flowers blossoming now, so I'm taking in the flowers, the bees, everything. But when you're eating too much food, that's another cause of constipation. Now, why do we eat so much food? Many people, again, are comforting themselves with the food. So the food needs to be reduced. Kind of comfort yourself with food and spend time out in nature and spend time breathing deeply every morning and maybe skip breakfast and intermittent fasting. Whatever you do, less food, more movement to get that poop moving out. And here's something I use when I do get constipated. For instance, when I travel, I don't have access to the best food. If I can get some salt and warm water, it's not the most tasty thing to do, but it gets stuff coming out. I mean, from your mouth to from your throat all the way down to your anal hole, everything out with what they call a salt rinse. And that's like a quart of lukewarm water and 2 teaspoons of salt or more. It does not affect your blood pressure, because that salt is maintained in the water solution and it just rinses the whole alimentary canal and gets stuff moving. You'll be in the bathroom for a while, so you don't want to have plans to be going out shopping or anything when you do. You would want to do this first thing in the morning. Get a quart, a glass quart jar container, lukewarm water, 2 teaspoons or more of salt. It depends on your constitution, your body makeup. Hold the whole thing down. That's the hardest part, is to drink all that lukewarm salt. It's the worst tasting, but it works. Some people have also tried Epsom salt. But whatever you do, don't let constipation last more than a day. You should really be taking action to move stuff out, because as the doctor just pointed out, you want to start absorbing toxins. What's meant to move out is going to start being absorbed into your bloodstream and skin. So if you have questions at this point, problems, raise your hand. Press 1. I see we have a listener who's pressed 1, so I'm going to go to the phones before we go to our next topic. I have lots of news items I'm going to share with you, as well as more videos on fluoride and teeth dental warnings. Okay. So let me go to the phones and get your questions or comments at this point. 212-671. Your mic is open. Sorry. Are you?
Thank you. Where are you at, Shalom? Can you hear me?
I hear you, Minister Plump, I believe.
Yes, ma'am, you do. Thank you very much. We are... You know, all products of what we eat, as well as the mind that we keep. And I would like for, the people in Chicago area, to come out and pray with us. You know, I think that makes a big difference, too, in a person's life. And we pray on the Sabbath day, which is Saturday at 12 o'clock at High Park on High Park District, Hal Washington Park District on 53rd and High Park in Chicago. And we're praying for peace, love, unity, in the community. Everybody can help stop the violence, the robbing, stealing, and the killing, and the hijacking and looting that they do, and tries to blame everything on the black man too. But it's our time now, and I think if we add that to our ingredients of prayer, would make the difference as to how we live and the mind that we keep here in Chicago and throughout America and the world. We got to go back to God. We got to, like you say, stick and stay to Mother Nature in every way. And in that way, we can reduce a crime. And anybody can reflect to us at 312-671-2773. Thank you for listening to me, and keep up the good work. Our health is our wealth. Dr. V, we love you. And the female solution,
and we love you too, man. Thank you for being a positive influence in my hometown, Chicago. I'll actually be there next week because I'm speaking at a banquet for my father and his wife. They're raising money for a athletic scholarship from Harlan High School, where he taught. He and his wife both taught. So I'll be there next Friday speaking for that cause and selling my dad's books and promoting athlete scholarships. So, Mr. Plump, your mayor don't have a crime problem. But, every time we look in the news, somebody's killing somebody else and all that. So I totally agree with you that prayer should be on everyone's mind in Chicago. In fact, it's to be a 24/7 activity, prayer, wherever you feel, and not just meeting up in a place, but prayer is, to me, communication, not only with yourself, but with the cosmic order of angels and creator spirit, all that. So I want to suggest not only when you in the places that you are inviting people to attend, you start introducing deep breathing. Because for me, in as an deep breathing all the time. So we don't just pray, but we don't pray outside source somewhere, but that we begin to go inside to the kingdom. Remember, Christ is within. What do we do? How do we treat the kingdom within? The best way is to deep breathe, in my opinion, is to deep breathe and then talk to your body in the way of tapping and massage and touching. So I hope that you will begin to promote that at these prayer meetings, because Chicago's had a violent problem for a long time, and the churches are numerous in Chicago. And continue. So there's something else going on. I would recommend also you start yoga centers in Chicago, because yoga centers may help bring people into a mind-body-spirit unity, because there's something going on spiritually in Chicago and many areas in terms of trafficking and drugs and all that. And what might help that is a meditation. Not only, as I mentioned in the beginning of my show today, try being alone. My brother, Kwame Sunhor, sent me something that I read this morning about, if you can't be with yourself, then you're going to have a hard time loving other people, because you don't even love yourself. That's what I think that translates into for me, is that if you don't spend time with you and the kingdom within you to get to know the kingdom within you, you're not really going to have a good time loving other people. You're going to be doing all kinds of things to raise your ego, get your ego going, and trying to savior all over the place. And you don't even spend time with yourself, the kingdom within you. So that's where I think you should put the focus. So thank you, Minister Plump. Keep doing what you're doing. And I would say add on a little meditation and breathing at those prayer meetings. Because words, all those words are really good. You don't add some energy to it, which is what we all are. We're all energy beings. I tell this story. We're going to go to a break. And I don't know if you have all heard this story, but my friend, I stayed with a friend for over a week, the last 2 weeks, because she had surgery. And I was waiting in the waiting room for the surgeon to come out and let me know how she was, because I was the only person there supporting her. Her son was in Costa Rica. She didn't have anybody who could go to the hospital with her. So I was excited to ask the surgeon this question. And when that surgeon came out to let me know how it went and all that, I said, well, what do you spiritually see when you open up a human body? It's a spiritual or metaphysical thing going on that you see. And she looked at me and said, really, not, it didn't even really hesitate. She said, energy. She said, and everyone is different. And I was like, wow, thank you, Yah. Thank you, Spirit, for giving me that confirmation that we talk about all the time. We're all energy. And if a surgeon goes in there, that's all they're looking at is a bunch of energy floating around in your cancer, in your cyst, in your tumor. It's just energy. How do we change that energy? Not only do we pray, but we breathe. We breathe and bring an alkaline energy, because the pH changes to acid when we have a disease going on in our body. So the energy of acid is going on with disease, and we change that energy to alkaline, which cancer cannot live in, when we breathe deeply, when we change our lifestyle, and as Louise Hay says, when we allow life to flow through me, release the past, the new, the fresh, and the vital energy enter. Going on, and viruses and all that. It's all about energy. So we're going to take another break. And when we come back, I'm going to go into the dental issues that people are having lately. It's really interesting how the dental issues can be connected to emotions as well, but also fluoride. People are really ignorant about fluoride and where it came from and what it means when you're drinking it. There's a new study out that talks about what the dangers are of having fluoride in the water. And I don't think too many people have thought about that. So we're going to bring you some information on that so that you can, if you choose, make some new choices. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Viata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Do you or your organization need space for an event? Call the Quarry Event Center at 2423 East 75th Street in Chicago. for your parties, banquets, award ceremonies, repasses, concerts, and business seminars. Available 7 days a week. Now under new management. Call us at the Quarry at 773-663-2557. That's 773-663-2557.
Our kids are the future and should not be left behind. One person should not decide what is the best for our 77 communities. Politicians must work together for our kids' best interests. They deserve a safe education with resources that meet every student need. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
This week alone, I've had so many reports about ill health, disease, and so forth and so on. So I'm sharing with you some helpful information and knowledge to help you overcome whatever you're going through. We can overcome together. I think everyone who survived the last 3 years of the Twilight Zone episode with the government and Big Pharma Mafia, you're victors. You should not be crying victim at all. You have survived one of the worst times in our lifetime, the bombardment of fear, and pushing in medical injections on us that we didn't want or need. Because the reality is, here's just one news report on the reality that we don't hear in mainstream media. According to the UK Office for National Statistics, 94% of all COVID deaths in April and May of 2022, we're talking about this year, the last 2 years, were among fully vaccinated individuals. Not only that, 90% were triple or quadruple jabs. Pause. Let me read that one more time. Because the many of the people that I'm hearing from who are sick and with cancer or other problems, they're ready to take another jab, another booster. So let me just help the people who are woke, the people who maybe want to make different decisions in their life. According to the youth, this is from one of my email sources, and I only have a few now because I eliminated all the ones that were not legitimate. This is according to the UK Office for National Statistics. This is the United Kingdom, and you can be sure we're mirroring this in the United States. According to the UK Office for National Statistics, 94% of all COVID deaths in April and May of 2022 were among fully vaccinated individuals. Not only that, 90% were triple or quadruple jabs. And the comment was, it's times like these that you ought to watch what bad news is being quietly published in the background and hope that it won't receive much attention. It just so happens. In total, there were 4,935 COVID deaths. 4,640 were considered fully vaccinated. Of those deaths, 4,216 were triple deaths. On the flip side, only 288 deaths were recorded among those who had not received the shot. Now, that's news that you don't get often. That's news that you don't get often. So we're grateful that we have some sources that are telling the truth. And then here's one more item before I go to my information on the mouth and teeth and dental problem challenges. U.S., United States, and EU, European Union government officials pressured European drug regulators to rush approval of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID vaccine despite safety concerns. How about 4,000 deaths this year alone from that? According to leaked documents from the European Medicines Agency, the EMA, European Medicines Agency, is the European equivalent of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, corrupt, let's just say corrupt. The documents first reported on by Trial Site News include emails, a PowerPoint presentation, and a confidential Pfizer report from the November 2020 time period. Just weeks before European, UK, and U.S. regulators authorized the vaccine for emergency use, key revelations from the documents include, number one, a rush to quickly approve the vaccine, which was pushed hard by government figures in the U.S. and Europe. Number two, pressure on European regulators to approve the Pfizer vaccine, despite experts' concerns about the safety. Number three, significant differences in mRNA efficacy between vaccine trial batches and commercial batches of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine, raising safety concerns. Number four, no major interest from the FDA regarding these discrepancies. The lowering of the acceptable threshold of mRNA integrity shortly before the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine received regulatory approval in the UK. And number the final one, direct lobbying by Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla to the president of the EU Commission and a high-level FDA regulator. If you ever seen this guy on the internet, Albert Bourla, whatever, Pfizer CEO, you should quickly recognize the energy of some kind of alien or evil entity. The guy is not human, in my opinion. So that's just a couple of news items so far, and we might get to the other ones. But for all of you considering another booster, please pray about it. If nothing else, pray about it and then make your own choice. I'm not about controlling people and forcing or insisting people do anything because I don't know what your assignment is. You might just be the one that we need to witness go through this madness of booster after booster after booster. So that's the news items for now. Let us go to holistic dentistry. I love talking about this topic because I, in the past, I have a mouth full of mercury fillings. And I was fortunate enough when I lived in California to learn about holistic dentistry, and I had two insurance coverages, my husband at the time and my own employer's health insurance for dental health. And I had all of those fillings removed very carefully. There was a definite process that had to be used to remove any mercury fillings in the mouth. Because if you don't have them removed properly, they had to put rubber around the teeth and get them out of there. And I have had many, many testimonies of the diseases and sickness people had before they had them removed. And even one woman who was on a long journey, she wrote a book, and her after she passed, her husband confessed that one of the areas that they never dealt with was her teeth, her all the mercury in her mouth. I was talking to someone about teeth recently, and I said, okay, maybe it's time for me to send out some more knowledge about tooth extractions and all that. But first, let me just go to fluoride in the water. People are just, my grandchildren's, my son and his wife think fluoride is the best thing since sliced bread. And grandma is in a battle over fluoride. And I'm bringing toothpaste that they don't like. It doesn't have the fluoride in it. And they like, oh, I don't like the way this tastes. I said, okay, Grandma, back up a little bit and try another plan. But anyway, as long as I'm on Blog Talk Radio, I'll do my best to educate adults and work with my grandchildren on another day. So here's a little bit of information about some recent alarming new studies that you should be aware of about fluoride in the water. And this goes for fluoride in your toothpaste because it's just not the best part.
I'm Dr. Joe Nemus. I'm a periodontist in Southfield, Michigan, and I found it a little disturbing to recently discover two articles published only this month about possible side effects of fluoride, particularly fluoride in our water. This was a study done at Mount Sinai, published in Environment Journal. And it talked about fluoride diminishing kidney and liver function in adolescents And this is of concern. Now, we don't know which adolescents may be affected, if they already have somewhat compromised liver or kidney function. But nevertheless, this is something that is interesting and the first time I've read or heard about it. The second study, maybe more pertinent, is, and this was published in August, Journal of the American Medical Association Pediatrics, and it's talking about pregnant women who drank more fluoridated water, or four, lower IQ children drink more fluoridated water. Now, the American Dental Association says one study is not enough. Well, one study is not enough, and they need to do more. But certainly it raises concerns. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control has called fluoridation of water one of the top 10 most important advancements in public health in the 20th century. On the other hand, this is interesting, and I never knew this, but about 4 years ago, in 2015, the recommendation was lowered for the amount in the water. It had 0.7 to 1.2 parts per million. Now, they want it more than 0.7 parts million. So, starting to lower the amount of fluoride in the water. They may have whatever reasons they have, supposedly staining or fluorosis of the teeth, but who knows? You know, it's interesting, despite wide fluoridation, which has lowered the caries rate or the decay rate of individuals here in the United States significantly, it hasn't lowered it any more than in European countries that don't have fluoridated water, but get their fluoride from dental products or local supplements, which to me is much more safe, or I think is much safer than ingesting the fluoride, which goes throughout your body and may affect your entire body. The authors of this wrote that it may be indicated to reduce fluoride in pregnant women. So, you know, there's this shadow that's being cast over fluoridated water. We don't know how important it is or how real it is, but these two studies, to me, are very, very, very significant. I hope there are more studies, but it's going to take a long time for the American Dental Association or the CDC to change their mind about this because, to some extent, it's a matter of saving face. They've invested a lot of time and energy into promoting fluoride, and for them to suddenly say, well, maybe we should not do it, I think it would take a lot of effort to reach that point. But I think local communities may start eliminating fluoride from their waters. It wouldn't surprise me, and that could happen. You know, maybe this may be an impetus for that. I'm not saying fluoride is bad, but it's questionable. And should we really be taking in fluoride for our teeth when it goes throughout our whole body and affects our whole body? Anyway, some interesting news. It concerns me. I haven't read these studies before. This is recent. So just for your consideration, but most importantly, keep yourself healthy. Keep your mouth healthy. You will definitely have a healthier body. And we would love to hear from you. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Questions, comments are welcome, and have a wonderful day.
All right. So some of the things he says I disagree with, mainly because I've been in this field for over 35 years. And all you have to do is go to YouTube and Google, where did fluoride come from? It's a waste product, for one. And if you think about when he says, well, it's probably not that harmful if you're only using it on your toothpaste, for instance. But when you think about all the supplements that people use and it goes under their tongue and it dissolves under their tongue, where is that supplement going? It's going into the bloodstream. So what do you think is happening to the fluoride in toothpaste when people are brushing and it's going on their gums, going in their tongue? That fluoride is going into the bloodstream. So granted, it might not be that much. I don't know how much Colgate and all those popular products put in their toothpaste, but you can bet everybody's getting, if you're using fluoride toothpaste, you're getting a little dose of poison every time you use that product. And I would strongly recommend that you Google fluoride. I might even look it up and play something for you while we're watching this next audio on holistic dentistry. Because holistic dentistry, I don't believe they recommend any fluoride. We're going to find out here. This is going to be some information on what holistic dentistry is versus traditional methods so that we can grow in our knowledge. When you have lobbyists like Big Pharma pushing their jab on children and pushing their boosters and the FDA is approving all this, who can you trust? It's time to take charge. It's time that we create our own healthcare system. So let us listen to a dentist, holistic dentist, on holistic and traditional methods that are better for us in the long run, especially.
Owner of Moonlight Beach Dental, holistic, biologic, and integrative dental practice. And one of the things I wanted to talk today about is surgical extractions. When you need to have a tooth removed, hopefully you never will, but if you do, how does that affect my body and what's the proper way of going about it? So since I entered into this field of holistic dentistry, I want to describe how it's different from the traditional way that we do an extraction or pull a tooth, as the layperson would say. So the way we're trained in dental school is we take out the tooth. We just make sure all of the tooth is removed from the socket. So if we remove the tooth, we remove the infection, right? Well, that's how we're trained. So 99.9% of dentists, that's all they do. Now, if you're familiar with the holistic protocol, Hal Huggins has created essentially the main school of thought on this, is that there's something around the tooth called the periodontal ligament. And that is the ligament fiber that's all the way around the tooth to the socket or in the alveolus. And he's found an infection, which then essentially swam into the socket. And then instead of having beautiful, healthy bone, refilling the socket, you get granulated tissue, which is essentially really gummy, young tissue that then is closed over into your jaw, and it creates problems that erode a full kind of infection called cavitation, which is in another view. But essentially, you want to make sure that whomever is removing your tooth taking all of this periodontal ligament and then preserving the socket in the correct way. Now, typically, the reason we preserve the socket, essentially, is you're going to have a big hole in there, right? Well, your body eventually is going to fill that in. So why does it even matter? Well, in some of our other videos, we'll talk about implants and implant options. That's the best way to replace a tooth. If we take out the bone or take out the tooth, we lose all the bone because the only purpose of alveolar bone, which is what jawbone is to hold the tooth in. So you take the tooth out. We don't need the bone. The socket essentially fills in from the top and the bottom, and the site shrinks down over time. And if it's on the upper arch, your sinus will pneumatize or drop into that space. So if you want an implant, even a year after an extraction, sometimes we just can't. There's no bone there. So what we're also trained in dental school or an oral surgery residency to do is to pack that socket with bone. So now we're going to take some artificial bone and we're going to fill up that socket, and that's going to serve as a matrix for all of our own bone cells left, or it's cow bone. So it's a firm base. It doesn't heal well. So even if the bone feels firm, the surgery seems to be weakness. For some people, especially people that are acutely sensitive, it's also not like a side function. They get mushy bone, especially when I'm back. Reaction. I don't want this here. So how does the technique differ? So when you're training through the Huggins protocol, they like, I want to use extraction socket. So essentially, is there really outlining the implant as well. And we're taught to fill in with all this. Stitch the area over. Bone fills in. We can place a
or we do a nice bridge or something that looks a lot more natural. You don't have any kind of the bone. Sounds great. So let's change a bone graft. Well, how do we know when we need one anyway? The way to determine that is essentially how aggressively one after the scab it actually acts as a major bone to fill in. The problem is what I just described here. We have you go get a blood draw before your appointment at one of the labs we work with. You bring in a vial of blood here, and essentially what they do with it is they centrifuge. So they sit down the blood and this really cool gummy bear formula. To the top, kind of like the cream on top of the wall. And so top, we pull out this main clot and we pack the entire socket with that after we've properly removed all the spinal ligaments. And what that does is it acts as a mix, just like the clot would, but it's filled with all the most beneficial healing properties that your body has for healing wounds. Essentially, kind of like stem cells, it presents all the best healing elements for getting the socket healed quickly and easily. Since I started, I have no post-operative complications. I've never had a case of dry socket. And all the patients heal amazingly well, and the bone heals in so much better. But some people need a bone graft. Well, that's for a conversation with the surgeon. Essentially, there's a lot of ways to get an autogenous graft, something that's of sometimes there's a new technique grounding pieces too. There's techniques for saving some of your jaw here. They can save if you need a bigger piece in your hip. They can take the rib. Depending on what needs to be done, they have really, really, really cool techniques. The other important thing that we here in the office that we need is ozone on so you can read about ozone and why we need an visit on my AMT website. After we remove the tooth, infection, and then we clean out the ligament, we take ozone and some gas and water that's fresh. At a very specific dosage. The ozone actually shoots into and collapses the fistula with like the little channel that creates that hole that some people have getting onto their gums. And it does oxygen. It just blasts the area with oxygen. The other advantage to use such a high oxygen is discovered in World War I for change with gangrene. So the oxygen, the extra oxygen, the free radical oxygen, reperfuses the area and it causes the regrowth of the capillaries that were torn with the extraction. So the coolest part is that once we start injecting it with the ozone, is the bleeding just stops. The body's like, ah, I don't need to keep bleeding to bring these white blood cells and other clotting factors into the area. I'm good. I'm taken care of. So we take the ozone, we put that in there. That cleans out all the hidden infection that can be left in there so that your body actually stimulates healing. Then we put the PRF in there. And then I use a collagen membrane over the top of it. And then I use some resorbable natural sutures that go on top of that. And it's the best technique ever. I tell you, we have, again, patients who just heal so beautifully and without complication.
So I think you get the idea that there really is a difference between holistic dentistry. She's obviously more conscious, I would say, about how to treat this part of your body. And it pays to do your research and choose wisely who's going to be operating on your teeth. Because, again, the fluoride, and I found a little two-minute history on fluoride. So when we come back from the break, I'm going to just share that with you, and hopefully it will end any more debate about whether fluoride is good for you when you look at the history of this product and then that study we showed earlier. But Louise Hay, I'll leave you with this as we go to the break. Louise Hay, my favorite metaphysical teacher, says teeth, tooth problems, or teeth in general, represent decisions, and problems represent long-standing indecisiveness inability to break down ideas for analysis and decision. So the affirmation that needs to be brought out of you, spoken out of you, thinking, change of thinking says, I make my decisions based on the principles of truth. And I rest securely knowing that only right action is taking place in my life. Wow. And I think that just means you got to meditate on every decision you're making. Ask the cosmic order, the look in the astrology. Use your great mind to come about the decision that's right just for you and no one else, letting no one else influence your decisions. And that's why it goes back to that quote I read earlier about being alone, knowing how to spend time with just you and the kingdom within you and kind of leaving out other voices sometimes so that you only hear what's best for you and not the voices of all these people who think they know what's best for you. So we're going to take our last break. And when we come back, I'm going to play this history of fluoride for those of you who still may be doubting that fluoride is something good to put in your mouth or drink or any form whatsoever. There's just too much information out there for us that can help us make, again, better decisions. Here we are. We want to make the best decisions, especially when it comes to what's going on in this mouth. We're not even talking about today the actual lines of meridians that connect to every tooth in our body. And that's part of the higher consciousness knowledge that tells you, that teaches us that this is a wonderfully made body with energy wiring Wi-Fi systems, even from our teeth. So we'll be right back after these messages. Let me find, I think it's my last ad here.
Crime in Chicago continues to increase. Communities and politicians must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves, but I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 77 community. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
This is Minister Cynthia Marie Williams, spiritual counselor and advisor. I invite you to a private reading in the areas of business, health, finances, relationships. My introductory cost of $20. Please call because there is a higher power that can help me help you. 312-802-4743. Peace and blessings to you all. Call me. 312-802-4743.
Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viata.
July 15th, 2022. I believe it's a 10. Correct me. Raise your hand. Correct me. So that we are becoming one with the truth that we are experiencing every day that gives us life. There's a lot of people, as I mentioned in the show earlier, that are ready to take another booster. And the truth about that is that they're getting sick. So it's just an experience that people need to have in this life journey to come up with their own subjective. So sometimes my subjective truth doesn't want to be heard or doesn't want to be listened to, whatever. And so people are going to develop their own truth, right? And so I'm just looking at all these people this week who are sick and suffering and they've had the jab. That's their truth being developed so that they will not waver any longer on their decisions about how to take care of their body, hopefully. But we here at Holistic or Health and Wellbeing with Viata, we present you with information so that you can choose to take charge. For instance, this is a really interesting piece I found on the history of essential oils for medicinal uses. Ingesting essential oils dates back to 3000 BC, 2500 BC, and is believed to have been the first used in food preparation and preservation by ancient Egyptians. Go Egyptians! Although there are references that it was used in China and India around the same time. According to Dr. Eric Zielinski, an expert on the use of essential, these substances can combat harmful microorganisms known as pathogens. They're also a source of antioxidants needed to prevent and cure disease. Essential oils, quote, have shown to contain advanced healing properties in addition to cancer cell cytotoxicity. But there is an approach with caution. If you're thinking of going that route, please be mindful that not all essential oils are meant to be consumed internally, and you must always double check the oil name, bottle description, label recommendation. Also, not all oils are created equally. Many companies use fillers, pesticides, methods that do not make the oil safe for consumption. Make sure any oils you intend on using internally are 100% pure, organic, and unadulterated. Now, one test you can do with that is peppermint oil. Peppermint oil is so beneficial to reduce inflammation and pain. And I use it. I order from a company called Pure Herbs. And all you need is one drop in a glass. Fill that glass with water so that the peppermint oil really circulates well. And then drink it. And that's your experiment. It can't hurt you, really. And as long as you're not using Walgreens brand, in my opinion, some general brand, then you're going to see for yourself how peppermint oil can reduce pain and inflammation just by using one drop in a glass and then filling it with water, pure water. Now, on the other hand, fluoride. Why are we still debating this after all these years? Because everyone has not had the knowledge that some of us have had for many, many years. I've had this knowledge for so many years. It's almost like, a second hand or a third hand or something. But there are still lots of people. So I found this very short. It's only 2 minutes, 40, on the history of fluoride. And it may be, I don't even know what it's going to say, but it'll give you an idea of where it came from. So let's listen.
It started with a young dentist from the East Coast, Frederick McKay. He goes out to Colorado Springs and notices something that he'd never seen before, which is a good chunk of the population had brown stains on their teeth. People in Colorado Springs, they were used to it, so they thought nothing of it anymore. But he decided to try to find out what was causing this discoloration of teeth, something that became known as Colorado brown stains. It was 30 years later and a lot of investigating before it was determined that it was actually fluoride in the water led to the brown staining. Interestingly enough, though, along with the brown staining was no tooth decay. Tooth decay, which was very common, everyone had it for very people. Tooth decay. So that led investigators to start looking at, well, there are found fluoride in the water that can prevent it, but not cause it. Investigators started going around the country because most groundwater has some fluoride in it. But some, like Colorado Springs, very high levels. So in a series of studies over the course of the next 20 years, they determined it was about one part per million, a very small amount of fluoride that prevented tooth decay and a very small percentage of kids still had a very light discoloration of the teeth. Instead of brown, it was very faint white, and this was called dental fluorosis. So the balance was made, and in 1945, they started an experiment. They paired cities. One city, they started adding fluoride in the water. Grand Rapids, Michigan was the first, paired with a city that had no fluoride in the water. It was so successful after 5 years that about a 60 to 65% reduction in tooth decay in children that basically they up the experiment, and other cities just started adding fluoride to their community water supplies.
Now, I think the problem with that, obviously, is that they don't know how much is really dangerous because they haven't done experiments on that level, and he did not talk about the history that product of fluoride was a toxic waste. So here's another, a little bit more information on fluoride, because that one was somewhat incomplete about the dangers. This is I think a young lady who did a report on the dangers of fluoride. So let's listen to her report. I think she has a little bit more.
Hi, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to share my research with you about the dangers of fluoride. You should know that the U.S. has more fluoridated water than anywhere else in the world. Fluoride is toxic. After learning the origins of fluoride, we'll soon see that there is a limited benefit. But those benefits do not outweigh the only damage that is put upon our bodies. I research a lot about the topic that is forward to sharing. The history of fluoride is a frightening one. It goes far back into our history. The first people to fluoridate the water were the Nazis. They began fluoridated water and those in the concentration camps to dull their brain. In the past, fluoride has been used as a pesticide. Fluoride kills rats, kills insects, and kills animals. Did you know that fluoride is also a key ingredient in making atomic bombs during World War II? Fluoride is also the strongest super acid known to man. Now, one question you're probably all asking yourselves is this: why does the government put lots of fluoride in our water? Well, the government thinks that fluoride in our water and allows the rest of it to protect us. But what's the exact? Okay, so I'm going to take a different fluoride, and I want you to tell me how long it takes to swallow it. So if it only took a second to swallow that water, how long is it really coming in contact with those secrets in our teeth? Well, the answer is hardly at all, but it does come in contact with the rest of our body for much longer periods of time. Well, there are only two senses to fluoride. Fluoride can help change the teeth, and fluoride can protect your teeth from cavity-causing acid. Well, there are only two senses.
So that was a young lady who did her research, did her experiment, realized that not only did the use this product for dulling the brains of Jewish men and women, but it's been used to kill rats and all other creatures. So what dose is really safe would be the question you might ask. It's up to you. So I just want to present this information to you and help you think about the choices that we make every day that affect our health. And now with the increase in news items, this one last news report before we do some meditation, and I'm going to read the information I got this morning. Poisonous snake was in the tiny house village, or not poisonous. We found out it's not poisonous. Anyway. There's information in about a Pfizer deal. I have to read this because some people are just running to get another booster with no knowledge or mental. They must be using fluoride or something. Anyway, let me just share this with you. You make up your own mind, because when I hear somebody saying they're going to get another booster, it's like, what? So one day after the White House signs 3.2 billion Pfizer deal. Let's think about that amount. 3.2 Pfizer billion dollar deal. FDA says fall COVID boosters must target the Omicron subvariant. So I have at least one person I heard from who believes that BS. So the U.S. FDA advised COVID-19 vaccine manufacturers on June 30th. That wasn't too long ago. That any modifications to booster shots for fall will need to target Omicron subvariants BA4 and BA5, which account for more than half of the new virus cases in the U.S. I actually have a friend whose son just came back from Costa Rica. He's very sick with something, and if he takes a test, they might call it Omicron. But the bottom line is Pfizer and Moderna are expected to accept the FDA's recommendation to modify their booster vaccines and will start producing the reformulated doses this summer for a fall rollout if federal regulators authorize the new booster campaign, the New York Times reported. Dr. Offer Levy, director of the Precision Vaccines Program at Boston Children's Hospital and an advisor to the FDA, said he supports the FDA's recommendation. FDA is in a tough spot, he said. While regulators could benefit from more data, we also have to make a damn decision here because the fall is coming. Okay, FDA officials have said that in order to have a modified booster ready by fall, the design of the vaccine would have to be selected by early summer. So they're working on the next plan, brothers and sisters, to bombard you with fear. In order for this campaign to work, they're going to have to put out a lot of fear. So I'm just saying, get ready. By fall, the design of the vaccine would have to be selected by early summer, as manufacturers need a 3-month lead time. Yay! Pfizer said its modified booster targeting Omicron subvariants could be ready for use in early October, while Moderna has projected availability by late October. And then President Brandon, let's go Brandon, his administration announces multi-billion dollar deal with the Pfizer one day after FDA advisors meet. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services on June 29th announced it had made an advance purchase, get this, 105 million doses of Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine for $3 billion, with options to buy up to 300 million doses. Let's take a deep breath. The bullshit continues, and the Twilight Zone episode is coming to your city soon, because these people don't quit. They don't stop. They never stop. This is like a big club of deceivers, fear-mongers, and who knows what else. But if you've been around long enough, especially for the last 3 years, you ought to know the game plan by now. And Kwame Sunner sent me a text, said there are 195 countries, 7 billion people, and an estimated 210 billion teeth all around the world. I love that. That's great information. 10 countries whose citizens have healthy teeth. So even Kwame Sunhorse is on top of this news that we have, you know, there is, I forget the name of this guy. He promotes raw food eating. There's a lot of research about how raw food eating prevents cavities and concerns about your teeth. Because I firmly believe processed food destroyed my teeth. What teeth I have left, thank goodness, I still have a few. But I'll tell you, I think there are a couple of things that destroy teeth. Number one, processed food. And I don't care how much you're brushing. When you eat, if you don't brush right away and get all that crap out of your mouth, the chemicals that are in the food, that's what's destroying because it's very acidic. And then our emotions. As Louise Hay said in here, teeth have an issue about decisions. If you're not taking the time out to think about decisions you have to make, then you're going to have problems with your teeth. That's how Louise Hay looks at it. And I'm going to read this quote that Kwame sent me earlier again about the capacity to be alone is the capacity to love. So it really, I believe, ties into your decision making. Do you always make decisions by asking other people's opinions? Or do you really take time to be alone? And then you learn how to love others because you've spent time with your kingdom inside of you and make decisions based on what spirit says to you and not what all these other voices with subjective truths have to say. And this quote goes on to say, it may look paradoxical to you, but it is not. It is an existential truth. Only those people who are capable of being alone are capable of love, of sharing, of going into the deepest core of other person without possessing the other, without becoming dependent on the other, without reducing the other to a thing, and without becoming addicted to the other. They allow the other absolute freedom because they know that if the other leaves, they will be as happy as they are now. Their happiness cannot be taken by the other because it is not given by the other. This is what has helped. That quote has helped me release my two sons who are grown men now. One's over 40. The other one's in his mid-30s. Me being alone has helped release the control and influence I wanted to continue to have over them, even as adult males, black men at that. Oh, good luck on that, trying to control any black man these days. Who is not already in a relationship with a woman who's also trying to control him. Not going to work. They're going to be rebellious. In fact, you're going to have trouble getting along with men in general who are already being controlled by someone. There's usually going to be a lot of friction and debate and all that. So I want to really suggest, that you spend more time alone. And another quote, we often hear that there is an intimate spiritual connection between the body and soul. Simply put, a minor disturbance in one interdependent part of our body can disturb the spiritual and mental rhythm alongside. So let us, before we go, let us just take time to be alone with yourself and breathe together to my body, earth my body. I believe I have it here. Earth my body, water my blood. I love this meditation that reminds us who we really are, a soul within a vessel. And we are meant to spend time alone with this soul within the vessel so that we can hear from source, the cosmic energy of love and truth. There is no conditional love coming from the cosmic energy and the spirit of the Most High. It's all unconditional. When you get other people giving you advice all the time, you can bet there's some conditions attached to it. Nobody's got in that realm of pure unconditional advice. They've got egos flying all over the place. So let us remember to just take some time. And let's just take a minute today before we go to close our eyes, breathe and meditate and listen to your own body.
Earth, my body, water, my blood, air, my breath, and fire, my spirit. Earth, my body, water, my blood, air, my breath, and fire, my spirit. I like to sing to the earth, I like to hold her. She likes to sing to me, she likes to hold me. I like to sing to the earth, I like to hold her. She likes to sing to me, she likes to hold me. I carry fistfuls of leaves. I make love to the breeze. I carry fistfuls of bones. I trust they will lead me home.
Final word as we go.
I carry grief on my wings.
Meanings of peace. The spiritual meanings of peace can help you to identify the root cause of your symptoms that you're having in your body. Understanding the root cause is key to effective, sustainable, holistic healing. Our teeth and gums need us to address both their metaphysical and physical. Thank you, Kwame. I appreciate those very wise statements. Here at the end of our show, I'm so grateful to have been able to share this with you. And
please come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archive at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page.
TV,
go to www.facebook.com/TheFemaleSolution.
Leave
your comments about today's
triangles
show.
And all that are
you can
out of
always
sorts,
reach
right
me on my website at www.naimahlatif.com. That's www.naimahlatif.com.
So we're going to say... Thank
Listen
you
to our radio show,
Global Family
Books. And
it's like bombing
to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe. India, Zanyaba. Japan, arigato.
Arigato.
Korea, kamsahamnida. Russia, spasiba. Germany, danke. Poland, jeong kujeong. France, merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, Ngiyabonga, Senegal,
Geret,
Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God.
Thank you. Have a beautiful day, beautiful week. Back to Female Solutions.